An explosion has rocked the World Trade Center in New York City this morning. Clouds of black smoke are billowing out of the upper story.
I was on the 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit. And,
are you all right, sir? Just raining glass and raining debris on the ground.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
There have been at least four airliners that have been hijacked today.
Second airliner, yes, we're getting...
And then the second plane hit, and it was mass chaos, and there were thousands of people running up the street.
When I start to try to tell you, that's when you have to tell me, hey, this kind of trouble's only just begun.
Another plane is down at the Pentagon.
One eyewitness I talked to who was on this busy highway outside the Pentagon this morning said he saw an airplane coming directly over his head. He could see the number on the plane. He could almost see the passengers inside as it went along the highway, started clipping off the high wires, and slammed directly into the side of the Pentagon.
All I could hear was people screaming, and they all said in unison, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" And I looked over to somebody I had been talking to, and I said, "What happened?" And he said, "Look."
And we watch now, and yes, definitely, the second of the World Trade Center Twin Towers has now collapsed.
The building began to disintegrate, and we heard it and looked up and started to see elements of the building come down. Honestly, it was like a scene out of Independence Day.
The World Trade Center, the tallest structure in New York City, was no longer a part of the New York City skyline.
This is an act of war. I'm filled with anger and feelings of revenge.
I think it means we might be going to war.
We don't even know who we're fighting, do we?
Look at it, because all I can see are people. I don't see a building, I see people. People are children without mothers and fathers tonight.
And I've heard it said too many times that you'd be better off. Besides, why can't you see this boat is sinking?
Who did it? Where are they? What do we know? What's the intelligence base? Tell us, why didn't we see this coming?
Many, many expressions of regret coming in. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying that it's a terrible tragedy. Queen Elizabeth saying that she watched developments in growing disbelief and total shock. She's offering her prayers. French President Jacques Chirac called the attacks monstrous.
Do you know how I feel?
They can destroy buildings, they can kill people, and we will be saddened by this tragedy, but they will never be allowed to kill the spirit of democracy. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.